I think this is outrageous. And look, when you compare it to what's happening right across the Sealtic group, you can see that Letterkenny General Hospital is topping the list in relation to the amount of money that it's spending on agency staff. And the fact is, as we know time and time again, that agency staff is far more expensive. It drains the budget of Letterkenny General Hospital. It takes away resources that need to be put in place for frontline operations, particularly those most vulnerable and sickest. And you know, my colleague, I think it was about 4 or 5 years ago, Patrick McLaughlin, speaking on Highland Radio, explained how some of the agency staffs that were recruited at that time, consultants, that we were paying as much in 3 months through agency costs as it would to recruit consultant for the entire year. This is a phenomenal waste of money, and it shows how the HSC and at government level are failing to deal with the crucial issues within the health service, and that is recruiting adequate numbers to make sure that the needs of our sick and vulnerable people in Donegal are being met.
And we see this week that the hospital is extremely busy, particularly the emergency department. So looking at it, this money hasn't brought any positives so far.
No, the problem is we need all of the staff that the agency, nurses, doctors, consultants bring. We need every single one of them. The problem is what we need them is we need them directly employed. Why should we be paying 20% more in costs just because they're coming from an agency? We should be saving that 20% cost, and that 20% that we're saving, which results in millions of euros each year, should be pumped back into the hospital so that we are not seeing the tight levels of overcrowding, so that we're not having patients coming to us telling us that they're waiting 2 years for an appointment, or that we're not seeing the chronic level of underfunding that is going on within the hospital. This is about inefficiency. A lot of people talk about inefficiencies in health, and this is a glaring example of inefficiencies of health, and that the government simply refused to deal with. And they're forcing managers into a situation where they're not allowed to employ directly full-time staff, and therefore they know that they need to meet the needs of their patients, and they have to go to agencies as a way around it. It makes no sense. It's not value for money. And when you add it all up, you can see that since this Fine Gael government came into office, they have spent 2.1 billion euro on agency staff instead of recruiting these individuals directly by the HSE, and saving much of that money and pumping it back into frontline services.